independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
I'm establishing new vetting measures to keep radical Islamic terrorists out of the United States. We don't want them here. I'm keeping another promise by nominating Judge Neil Gorsuch. The news is fake because so much of the news is fake.
Wiretap.
Wiretap.
Wiretap communication.
The president withdraw the accusation. Does he have any...
Why would he withdraw it until it's, until it's adjudicated? That's what we're asking.
The American Health Care Act, it keeps our promise to repeal and replace Obamacare.
First 100 days almost in the books. Oh my God, what will happen? The world's coming to an end. Snowflakes crying and melting everywhere. The world will never be the same. Yet here we are, still all alive, still debating the craziness that is the media, Trump, the fights, the this, the that, the other. Nothing has happened. Nothing. Nothing has happened. Nothing crazy has happened, right? Well, Chad, we may go to war with North Korea. Well, yeah, by the way, folks, North Korea just fired a ballistic missile into the Sea of Japan. I was telling producer Anthony, here's my fear. With North Korea. They're idiots. They have antiquated systems. And they're playing with big boy toys. And on accident, one of the big boy toys doesn't do what they think it's going to do, which is land in the Sea of Japan or off the coast there in Korea. And instead, land somewhere that does damage to people. And by accident, there is a provocation that ends up setting off a little something. This guy has done this before. Not the first time. Wasn't it like 3-4 years ago when on accident, again, they were practicing their shelling or doing something and they hit some fishing boats? It's not the first time. Won't be the last time. Ratcheted up. They were there today talking at the UN in a super special, super sneaky meeting. We'll touch more on this later. But nothing's happened, right? Like the world's not come to an end. He doesn't walk around all day getting ready to go. Can I push the button now? I can't push it now. When can I push it? I'm going to go order a soda. I don't know what my name is. I can't believe I'm doing all this. Hey, guess what? We should just give tax breaks to the rich and make the poor. No, nothing. Right? We should put women back in chains and get them chastity belts, right? Back into there you go. We're going to chain you to the refrigerator and the kitchen. You no longer have a choice. Like, that's what we heard. It was all going to happen. Everything, right? The world was coming to an end. Young kids crying in the street. Oh, my God. Every Hispanic person, whether they were born here or not, was going to be rounded up. If you even looked like you could be of Mexican origin, you were going to be arrested and tossed over the border. Yet, here we are. Almost 100 days later, and none of that stuff has happened, right? None of it has happened. Oh, he's got some executive orders that currently right now are facing legal challenges that will eventually probably land in the Supreme Court, of which I do believe the one that has the travel restriction will probably win out, and I think he'll win some portion of the one with the sanctuary city, but it is, again, it's only going to be a partial victory there. He's done some stuff. He's trying to do some stuff. But you know what? Has anybody let him grow into the position? Every president comes in there and they have to grow into it. No matter what, it's like being a parent, right? You don't know what it's like until you're a parent. Last night I watched the NFL draft. Man, three quarterbacks taken in that first round. A couple years ago, some of these guys were in high school. In fact, Mitch Trubisky was taken second by the Chicago Bears, who essentially gave away their draft to move up one and get him. Played 13 games in college football to get some highlights. They had to go back to high school. But he's got all the intangibles, right? Got all the intangibles. But man, when he gets in the NFL, the game's 100 times faster. You have to process at a million miles an hour. You don't know what it's like until you get into that position. So you got to let people grow into the position. Guess what? Media has not let him grow into this position. They've attacked him left, right, and center. And you know, the Republicans attacked Obama. Not going to lie to you there. They sure in the hell did. They attacked the hell out of Obama from day one, from before day one. But the media was on Obama's side. The media never, ever wavered. The media was as much a cheerleader for the Obama administration as you will ever see. It's the exact opposite here. You got to be able to grow into it. And when you put all your eggs in this basket that you hope he fails, and then you find out that this guy's just starting to get his sea legs, he's starting to understand it, he's still going to be cantankerous, and he's a businessman. And let me tell you something, he's a winner. Winners don't quit. He isn't going anywhere. I think a lot of people think, well, we can make it so uncomfortable, he'll leave. No, wrong. You push back, he pushes harder. You push him, he's going to push harder. He's not a quitter. That's not what he does. But it has been very, very interesting. Very much so. This is what he thinks about his 100 days.
I don't know. We're moving awfully well. We're getting a lot of things done. I don't think there's ever been anything like this. It's a false standard, 100 days, but I have to tell you, I don't think anybody has done what we've been able to do in 100 days. So we're very happy.
Yeah. He's done some stuff. He has. At breakneck speed. That guy works, man. He works. He's putting in 16, 18 hours a day. Washington's not used to that. They're definitely not used to that. But he's never going to get any credit because you've got the likes of this that are, you know you're going to get hammered from the other side all the time. You get that. But the media plays it up far bigger. Again, 10 stories on any of the major media, you know, New York Times, LA Times, CNN, MSNBC, Huffington Post, any of these major outlets here, CBS, ABC, any of these. You watch what happens. 10 of them there, 8 of them are negative. And the one decent one is usually an opinion piece by the person that is the conservative that happens to work inside the building. Outside of that, it is all enemy territory as far as he's concerned, and I don't blame him.
The fact is he has succeeded in one way. He has succeeded in mobilizing the American people against what he's about. He has been proven to be one of the best organizers the Democratic Party has ever had.
No! You guys are a mess. You are a mess. Crazy left-wing progressive agitators who get out there and scream and yell. A woman's march. That's it? That's what you've got? His people that voted him in, they may not go out and march, many of them because they're busy working, but tell you what, they're still happy with him. They are. So you can give him an F all you want, Nancy. But look around. The last 6 years, you've had your ass handed to you in election after election. And that had nothing to do with him. That had all to do with your failures.
It's chaotic. It's ineffective. It's impulsive.
Yeah, he is at times. He has made some mistakes. I won't lie to you there. He has told some fibs. He has held the hard line on some craziness. It started with this, the biggest crowd in the history of the world, to, hey, my place was wiretapped. And, you know, there were some things out there where you're going, ugh. But when it gets down to the nuts and bolts of it all, this guy is pushing forward. And as he starts to get more and more comfortable and as he starts to grow into the job, I think you're going to start to see him handle things in a much different way. And you'll start to see them push forward in this. I was really interested in this. He had a meeting with Reuters, an interview with Reuters. And that's the other thing I will say. He meets with anybody. You want to meet with him? People are like, well, he's on Fox a lot. Yeah, I see him everywhere. I see him. He'll sit down and talk with you. He may tell you, I think you're full of crap, but he'll sit down and talk with you. You didn't get that with the last guy. If there was any kind of, is he friend or foe? Oh, he's a foe, then I don't want to have any. He's going to ask me a tough question? Yeah, I don't want any part of that. But this is what he had to say about his old life.
I loved my previous life. I had so many things going. I actually, this is more work than in my previous life. I thought it would be easier. I thought it was more of a, I'm a details-oriented person. I think you would say that. But I do miss my old life.
He thought this would be just a little bit easier. I think he thought, you know what? Like every president, they're making a big deal out of this. Every president says the same thing. I thought it'd be easier, and I thought I'd have more power. And what they find out is it's a lot harder and you don't have a lot of power. Because remember, you are, while you are the spokesperson, if you will, and the face of the nation, you are still only a third of the power. Co-equal branches. Remember that? So, you set the tone and the tenor of what's going on. Legislators get it done, at least try to. You push stuff through when you can, and then half the time everything gets bandied about outside the court systems and work their way up to the Supreme Court. So there you go. Says he misses driving. Anthony and I were talking. When you talk to the presidents, they go back and you look at all of them. They all say the same thing. They miss the alone time. Like, I want to go get a burger. I'm going to take my wife for something to drink and a relaxing night out where it's not a spectacle. Do you know what I mean? They miss that. They miss the you know, just doing the regular stuff. Yeah, you can get a great burger inside the White House, but every once in a while, you want to hop in the car, go by yourself, man. Think for 10 minutes by yourself. What have we talked about? Those people that were highly successful earlier this week, we talked about one of the things they never quit, they never give up. They enjoy their alone time. Well, when you become the most powerful person on earth, your alone time is officially gone. I give him a B for the first 100 days. I give him a B. I give the first 100 days of Congress and the Republicans, I give them a D plus because I think they have fallen flat at times. And the Democrats get the usual incomplete because they're too busy yelping at each other. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. We have so much stuff to get to today. Darren Cavanaugh is going to join us here in a little bit. He's doing Fit for 50. He's running across America. You see him on Dr. Phil. He's got a lot of shows on the ID channel. He's an attorney, and he's going to talk about what it's like to be fit and 50. And producer Phil and I are approaching that. Phil's birthday's this weekend. He turns 47, Phil, or 48?
48.
48, and I'm 46, but we're going to talk to Darren to find out what it's like to be fit at 50. There's hope for us yet, Phil. Hey, if you're hiring, stop what you're doing and listen to me. I implore you. I ask you. Stop what you're doing. You're not getting the thing you need, which is the best candidate possible. Go to ZipRecruiter.com. Post your job on 200-plus sites, including Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click, right? Doesn't matter where you are. Any city, any industry, nationwide, they're going to help you. Once you post that, just watch what happens. Qualified candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. You don't have to worry about juggling emails to your office or calls. You quickly screen the candidates. You rate the candidates. You hire that right candidate fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter's been used by Fortune 100 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. And right now, listeners of The Chad Benson Show, that's you. You guys post your job for free on me today. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/report. That's ZipRecruiter.com/report. One more time. ZipRecruiter.com/reports. The Chad Benson Show.
Hey, you want to talk with Jack's dad? Ring us now. 844-DIG-CHAD. That's 844-344-2423.
I'd give him just a flat A.
Yeah, same thing, flat A. I think he's followed through with a lot of his campaign promises.
He's sort of entering into the presidency and not taking no for an answer and doing what he wants to get done as much as he can. And he's going to, you know, shove that, you know, down the opposition's throats.
That right there is some Texas A&M students giving him a flat A. It's weird to think that anybody on a college campus anywhere under the age of 50 would give him any grade that didn't start with F. But yes, there are a lot of people out there. You know, somebody asked me, what would you rate him? I said a B. I mean, he's done okay. I think a B. I think it's a fair, you know, first 100 days. I think that's fair. Not worthy of an A. It's not all his fault. Definitely not worthy of a C or a D or an F. That's just ridiculous. And, you know, this crazy, let's pay attention to the first 100 days stuff is, you know, we're obsessed with this 100 days. And it's kind of bizarre that we're obsessed with it. So we talk about it. You know, I was on a couple shows today. Well, what do you think? I think he's done okay. You know, I mean, hadn't broke anything yet, right?
Well, I mean, we're getting ready to start a fight with North Korea.
Really? Are we starting a fight with North Korea? See, here's the thing. The last three presidents avoided immigration, and he's trying to fix it. The last two presidents, two and a half presidents, really, avoided the hell out of Kim Jong-un, and he's trying to fix it. So let's keep that all into perspective for just a second, okay? He's trying to fix what was broke and got worse, and as it continued to get worse, they continued to ignore it. They had other things to do. They didn't think it was a big deal. Well, now it's becoming a bigger and bigger deal. Because everybody's unsteady about this little character here. Everybody's not quite sure how to take him. Everybody's kind of staring at him thinking, well, what's the deal with this guy? Is he cuckoo? Is he not cuckoo? This is what Tillerson had to say today.
We must be willing to face the hard truths and make hard choices right now to prevent disastrous outcomes in the future. Business as usual is not an option. The regime's pursuit of nuclear weapons does not serve its own national security or the well-being of a people trapped in tyranny.
Yeah. Hey, you know, tough talk. But nobody talked tough before. It was baloney talk. It was go to the UN. It was give a speech. And then they're going to send a strongly worded email to him. And then they continue to do nothing. We're taking a different approach. We're using trade as a lure to get China to act. It's not an overnight thing. I don't think an attack is coming. But what I do think is there's the potential for stupidity. Because remember, human beings are involved. And when human beings get involved and stuff, sometimes things go south. By that, I mean, maybe Kim Jong-un does something stupid where they believe they're firing off a ballistic missile that's going to land in the ocean, and it lands in a city. There's a lot of things that potentially could happen, but he's dealing with them. And I think he's doing a good job. I don't think he's doing a great job. But it's incomplete because we're just getting started, baby. Darren Cavanocchi joins us next. You see him on all kinds of shows. You know, Dr. Phil and Insider Edition and whatnot. He's going to join us next. Talk about getting fit for 50. He's running across America. It's the Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
I ran 2.5 miles today at 46. That's not too bad. I was doing hills and sprints, lifted some weights as well, trying to keep in shape. Phil turns 48 over the weekend. This guy, you see him on Dr. Phil, and he creates TV shows. He's a criminal lawyer. I mean, he kind of does it all. You're running a little bit further, Darren. Is that correct than I have today?
Yeah, just a little bit. We started the adventure off at the Santa Monica Pier, actually technically at the Dr. Phil Show, and then down to the Santa Monica Pier. Now we're in your fine city. We're in Palm Springs, and we're working our way across the country all the way until we hit New York.
Darren Cavanocchi joins us. All right, so you're running across the country. Let me ask you a question. Why would you say, you've got all this stuff going on, Dr. Phil, you're doing all these other things. Why are you like, hey, you know what? I got a great idea. I'm running across the country.
Yeah, this has been on the bucket list since I was an overweight 11-year-old kid with too much fat on my body. And the childhood fantasy of someday I'm going to run across the country and maybe even some big companies will sponsor me. Well, who knew that those childhood fantasies would ripen a mere 38 years later. And here we are running across the country with some unbelievable sponsors and thank God for Cigna and Forgotten Mom and all the great partners, Roadrunners, and all the great partners that have made this childhood dream a reality. I'm so grateful. It just exceeds my expectations.
So are you running to raise awareness on something? Are you running because you feel like this is just something you've wanted to do? But I mean, if you're, you know, you've gone all Forrest Gump on us, like you went out for a run and you just haven't stopped running.
Yeah, definitely went all Forrest Gump on you guys. And Look, I mean, I've lost way too many friends to a variety of premature deaths this year. And it's like that headline from The Onion, which is where I get most of my reliable news, that the world death rate is holding steady at 100%. Notwithstanding the best efforts of doctors and health professionals everywhere. And so it really got me in tune to what do I want my legacy to have been about? And yeah, it's true. We do a lot of work in the criminal defense space at 1-800-NO-CUFFS. I've created and I host some crime TV shows. We're actually in season 6 now of Deadly Sins, which airs on Investigation Discovery. So there are actually 4 times during this little road trip across America where I'm going to have to spray paint an X on the sidewalk, hustle to an airport, fly back to Los Angeles, shoot my TV show, and then fly back to wherever it was that we were to pick up the run again. But I think the most important thing for people to understand is that I'm just an everyman, right? Like, I'm not a guy who likes running. I am not a track star. I am not a graceful runner. I am nothing if not tenacious, though. And so, if anything, this run is a testament to ordinary people can do extraordinary things if they just get off their ass and do it. And so, for me, it's about, you know, my win, and our whole campaign is what's my win. And if anybody wants to follow us, it's with the hashtag what's my win, or go to whatsmywin.com. And for me, my win may be running my ass across the country. For somebody else, it may be running down their drive lane back. But it doesn't matter. The important thing is that we all are committed to having a win. And nobody needs to be better than anybody else. Nobody needs to be better than me. We all just need to be better than we were ourselves yesterday. And that's what this is about. And frankly, I'm dedicating this entire run and this whole experience to my dear, dear friend, Bonnie Teagle, who sadly we lost her to cancer this year. She was the one who gave me my start in television. And if it wasn't for her, Deadly Sins and you know, all of the TV expert blah, blah that I get to do. And now it's been, God knows, over 1,000 TV appearances. None of it would have happened if it wasn't for that wonderful woman who personified love, Bonnie Teagle. And that's why this whole thing is dedicated to her. I'm sorry.
No, you know, and I'm reading about that. We're talking to Darren Kavanoki here, who is, of course, Dr. Phil. And you see him all over the place. He's running across the country. And like you said, you lost a lot of people. You get to that age, 50. I mean, I'm approaching, I'm 46. You start thinking about, you know, Father Time. Nobody gets out of this thing alive, Darren. You know that. Like The Onion said, hey, you know what? The death rate is at 100%. It's, you know, as you said, she gave you that break and you're dedicating it. You get to this point of 50 and you start thinking about your mortality.
Right. What do I want my life to have been for? And frankly, that was one of the things that weighed heavy on me to even embark on this vision in the first place. Like, as I said, this has been my, you know, one of my lifetime bucket list kind of things. But I've got a wife and I've got a 15-year-old daughter at home. And the idea of leaving for a couple of months to go and do this thing, it didn't really make my heart sing. But I thought, there's nothing more important for me as a dad than to embody what it is to be an example than to just sit home and talk about it. Because here's the deal. Everybody goes through life being one of two things, either an example of what's possible or a warning of what's possible. And frankly, in my life, I've been on both sides of that. You know, I've had my own personal crash and burn stories. But I think it's much, much more important for me to be an example to my wife and to my daughter that ordinary people, because they know me as just, you know, dad, ordinary people can do amazing things. It's just we need to get off our butts and do them and get into action. Action really is the magic word. And that's what this is all about. And if anybody wants to get into action and come out and see us along the way, just follow me on Twitter at Darren Kavanoki, the common spelling. And please come on out, because I got to tell you, things have not been smooth and easy. I've blown out a tendon. My running partner's rolled an ankle. But whether we have to crawl or walk or run or rollerblade or bicycle our way to make it across this country, that's what we're going to do. Because it doesn't always have to look pretty. It just has to be real. And that's it. And
how long? You said it's going to take you a couple months. Darren, you said it was going to take you a couple months. What are you guys doing, Dale? Like, what are you trying? Do you guys set out, okay, I'd like to do 40 miles today, 50 miles today. We'll do an 8 or 12 hour, you know, whatever it takes. Yeah. I mean, what is your goal on a daily basis?
It's 3 days of work and then 1 day of rest. And on those work days, it's at least 50 miles a day is what we're shooting for. 3 days of 50 and then a day of put those dogs up and put some ice on the shins and do whatever it takes to get ready to go again.
Man, that is amazing. And like you said, at 50, you're also showing people out there that it's not a death sentence. In fact, you got plenty of life still inside of you, and it's an amazing thing. And you're going to be running across the country. Have you picked out a route? Are we working on a route, or are we just taking it day by day?
Oh, it's we're going along the southern portion of the United States. We went from Santa Monica to Palm Springs. We're going to be hitting Phoenix. We're going to be going through Texas all the way until we hit Nashville, and then we start dog-legging it up the eastern seaboard, hitting Washington, D.C., and now that the country's been made great again, we want to pop in there and pay our respects and all the way up until we hit New York City. And this whole
what's the realistic
end?
What's the ETA for you getting to New York City? What would be your day that you'd like to be there?
You know, I'd love to be there on the 4th of July, because that would be a great way to celebrate Independence Day, frankly. Given the number of TV shoots I got to do in between now and then, I think it's a little bit later into July, but we're committed to being done with this thing before August 1st. But you know that great expression about I think it was Mike Tyson who popularized it. You know, everybody's got a great game plan until they get socked in the jaw, and we've already been socked in the jaw a couple of times since we started. So we'll see whatever it turns out to be. That's what it's going to be. But we're just happy to be on the road and be in touch with you guys.
Do you now people can follow you along the path? Do you have any kind of social media? Are you guys filming it as you go along so people can watch you? Maybe think about doing that, getting yourself a little one of
you
those
bet.
Cameras and following along there, Darren.
You bet. And go to at Darren Cavanocchi if you want to follow me on Twitter. It's just D-A-R-R-E-N. Cavanocchi is K-A-V-I-N-O-K-Y. Or you can just go to whatsmywin.com. And that's probably the easier one to remember. What's my win? Or just check out the hashtag What's my win. We're posting pics every day. We are we're showing the good, the bad, and the ugly. And believe me, there's plenty of ugly.
Do you have dolphin shorts? Do you have those little runner shorts?
You bet. If we want to go retro, you bet. I'll get those dolphin shorts, some of those sub-4 tank tops with the mesh, you know, the whole thing. We're going full
God,
old
man.
School.
Oh God! Get those socks you pull up high with the stripes on. Darren Cavanocchi, we wish you all the best. Keep in touch as you run across America. We appreciate you coming on today, man.
Hey, thanks for having me. We'll look forward to talking to you guys soon. We'll talk to you from New York.
Right on, right on. Darren Cavanocchi right there, running across the country. What's my win? What's your win? Get out and do something. If my ass can get out and run 2.5 miles, you can do it. You can do it. That I do know. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show Twitter, ChadBenson, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. We still have a ton of stuff to get to today. Good having them on, man. That guy does a lot. That guy just, like the ID channel, and all you ladies out there know what that is, right? Because you're always watching the ID channel because you always think your husband or your boyfriend's coming to kill you. But I actually happen to think that you are watching it so you can try to pull off the perfect murder. The perfect murder. That's what I think you're trying to do. It's the Chad Benson Show.
America's funniest cisgendered privileged white male with a bully pulpit the size of a divided nation. Here's Chad Benson.
We have a First Amendment. People have fought and died for the right to free speech.
Conservative commentator Ann Coulter is fighting for her right to say what she wants. claiming on Fox News that anything less would be a violation of her right to free speech.
They want to destroy and squelch conservative speech.
UC Berkeley argues her outspoken right-wing politics will trigger violent protests.
These are specific, incredible threats, and we take them seriously.
I'm going to say, if a speech causes you such anger that you need to break things and attack people, you're a moron. I just want to put that out there. You're an idiot. You're an idiot. You are beyond an idiot. Speech is speech. If you let it get to you, that's on you. There's a lot of stuff out there I'm not big fans of. There's a lot of things out there. You know, that's just, it's disgusting. But you're an idiot if you allow that to cause you such anger as to break into violence. Yesterday was a joke. You know, people out there arguing and fighting, and it's silliness. And of course, she came out, and Coulter said, well, you know, nobody's backing me, so I feel like I've been abandoned. And the smart thing is what the kids did. She's looking for some sympathy, and, you know, that's what you do. The smart thing is what the kids did. The only way you get to this point where you can really make them sit up and go, what, is you take their ass to court, right? I'm surprised in California that Moonbeam hasn't stepped up and said something. That's the governor out there. But, you know, it is right. It's not just this campus. There's campuses across the country, right, from Florida to Seattle, Washington. There are campuses that don't want this kind of speech out there. And I have yet to find anybody who's given me a real reason of why this shouldn't be heard. If you're so affected by somebody's speech, if you're so absolutely physically affected by somebody else's speech, you need to seek professional help. You do. I get called names all the time. I gave Trump a B. You know what I'm going to get? A bunch of people are sending me horrible things because I didn't give him an A+. People saying you're an idiot because you didn't give him an F. Whatever. Don't care. I give you honesty, if you're okay with that. But I don't have any need to go out and fight these people, right? I got to go fight this guy. This gal said something. I need to seek help. It's stupid, but it is what it is. It's embarrassing. Happened at Berkeley. It's embarrassing for free speech. And she's right. There are people out there who, shall I say this, truly, truly fought and paid ultimate prices for us to have this amazing constitution and for us to have the right to have free speech. That is very true. And you don't understand that. Your asses all need to sit down and take a look at the constitution, right? Maybe see one of those Schoolhouse Rock things if it makes you feel better. Maybe we'll get Coldplay or somebody to play something for you and you can understand how it is. All right?
With the first pick in the 2017 NFL Draft, the Cleveland Browns select Myles Garrett, defensive end, Texas A&M.
It wasn't Chad Benson. I was really hoping it'd be Chad. I watched the draft last night because we are a nation of, well, we like football. And when football's not on, we talk about football, wait for football to come on. But I drew the similarities between football season is Christmas, right? And the draft is Easter for our excitement. And Philadelphia put on a great show last night. It's going to be on again tonight and tomorrow. There's a lot of people there. It was outside, you know, on the old Rocky Steps. And woo, it was crazy to watch. I enjoyed watching it. There's probably 50, 100, I don't know how many people were out there. There were so many people. It looked like a concert. Some interesting stories. Kid from Montana. I say kid, he's 25 years old. Not Montana, Utah. Got drafted. Going to play for Denver. Kicked out of 6 schools, colleges. Nobody wanted him. His parents threw him out of the home. They said, we can't handle you anymore. 6'5". Family takes him in and says, yeah, you're probably not going to last a week, but these are the rules you have to live under. Lo and behold, you know, he ends up becoming a first-round draft pick at 25 years old. Brought his little kid out there. and named Kingston. It was so cute. Other side of thing, Tank McKinley from Richmond, California, grew up in one of the toughest areas in the country. His mom and dad abandoned him with his child, and his grandmama raised him. And she was sick, and she was dying in 2011. And on her deathbed, he promised her he was going to go play D1 college football, and he promised her he was going to get to the NFL. And within 30 seconds after that promise, she passed away. And lo and behold, last night, he brings out this big, giant, huge framed picture of her, and you could see the emotion. Dropped a few cursed languages, and he said, I don't care. You guys can find me. You know what? I don't think we need to find him. I thought it was a good, it was raw emotion. Every once in a while in life, you got to let raw emotion go. But it was fun watching kids become millionaires overnight. And the other thing is, it's also tough to watch kids who get, who think they're going to be drafted in the first round, who sit in the green room, and when they realize that the team they thought was going to pick them isn't, and all of a sudden it starts to dawn on them, it may be tomorrow that we're getting picked. Yeah, that could be uncomfortable. The Chad Benson Show Facebook at Chad Benson Show Twitter. Chadbenson, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program 323-538-2423. This here be the Friday edition, the 99th day of the Trump Presidency Show. Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.